remember the first image was a picture of Jesus. It says Resurrection AC Club. I found a church that had been converted to a boxing ring. So the image pans down from Jesus onto Rocky being hit. And at that moment, he was a chosen person, and that's how I began the journey. Something was going to happen. This man was going to go through a metamorphosis and change lives, just like President Trump. We are in the presence of a really mythical character. I love mythology. And this individual does not exist on this planet. Nobody in the world could have pulled off what he pulled off. So I'm in awe. And I'll just say this, and I mean it. When George Washington defended his country, he had no idea that he was going to change the world. Because without him, you can imagine what the world would look like. Guess what? We got the second George Washington. Congratulations!
Man, I love the Rocky movies. Could watch them over and over again. They're motivating. Favorite parts when he's getting ready for that big fight and he goes in and gets a victory, of course. You know, it was amazing to watch Sylvester Stallone up there supporting President Trump, and just had to get that in the intro and work something in. And didn't realize, right, that Hegseth and Tulsi Gabbard, RFK Jr., they're all ripped. They work out like Rocky. Unbelievable. Every day is like a birthday. We wake up wondering what will happen next. What wonderful person will be assigned by President Trump? Then we get a video showing Rocky Balboa sharing his story. RFK Jr., the MSM, is talking about Hegseth. They're upset about RFK. All these warriors are falling into place. Let's get into it, shall we?
It's Thankful Thursday, and this week we're giving away a pine needle extract from one of our partners at Ascent Nutrition. You're going to get this bottle as well as a Romans 8:28 and We Know license plate frame. You're going to get both of these things with every single order starting on Thursday, and it's while supplies last, so make sure you get your orders in as soon as possible.
That's amweknow.com or shop.amweknow.com. Thankful Thursday is going through the weekend. Just absolutely love it. Another thing about Sylvester Stallone, maybe you guys didn't know about. He's a Trump supporter, but did you guys know that he had a Q hat on years ago? Do you guys remember this photo that was posted? It's almost like he knew everything that was about to go down. Almost as if he was probably asked questions about the Hollyweird crowd, and he probably delivered the goods on all of those freaks. Let's see if old Thune is going to deliver the goods for President Trump.
So you've said that you would do recess appointments if it came to that. What's the threshold for getting to that point for recess appointments?
Well, what I said is, Brett, and I think this is that all options are on the table, including recess appointments. Hopefully it doesn't get to that, but we'll find out fairly quickly whether the Democrats want to play ball or not. And I think part of it is getting these folks, we'll start having confirmation hearings as soon as the new Senate is sworn in January. President takes the oath of office January 20th. By the time he takes the oath of office, hopefully a lot of those nominees will be through their confirmation hearings and will be ready to act on them on the Senate floor. And then it's a question of how much do the Democrats resist or object or try to block those nominations from going forward. And we're going to grind them out. I mean, we're just going to keep consistently moving, and we'll see what kind of cooperation we get. And then we'll, you know, like I said, we'll make decisions about where do we go from there.
Interesting. Everybody was against Thune, understanding where things are moving forward. President Trump seems to know what he's doing. And we're going to see how this all plays out. We hope that the Senate, when they met with them and he met with Thune, that things worked out just fine. You know, I was sharing about these folks and how they work out. I just want to show you real quick. This is Tulsi Gabbard. Do you guys know this? For those listening in, she's carrying on just like she does in the she did in the Army. I'm sure this is part of her Army training. Absolutely amazing. She's a warrior. And I thought you guys might want to see this. You know, some other folks that I want to bring over that you're going to be amazed about would be, let's see, we'll bring over. Do you guys know this about RFK Jr.? Man, look at that. He can do pull-ups like it's nothing. And I saw photos of him. The guy is ripped. He's like a bodybuilder at his age. It's phenomenal. So when you guys wanted somebody to run all of the health on this in this United States of America, I mean, that's the guy that you want right there. He is ripped. Pretty cool. And also notice that Peter Hegseth was swimming with the Navy SEALs across the Hudson. And supportive our warriors. It was really cool. Tulsi Gabbard, as a matter of fact, was on Gutfield the other day. Check this out.
I watched you change, and I don't know. I don't think you've changed that much. I actually think the world has changed
very much.
But you, I think you noticed what I'm talking about. That it wasn't necessarily left versus right. It was about this larger environment of dishonesty.
Yes.
And that it was like pitting people against each other rather than just like listening to the truth. What role are you going to play in this fight?
That's a nice segue there.
Yes, that was no segue at all.
No, it was really incredible. As you know, Bobby Kennedy and I were out on the campaign trail for the last several months, and it was amazing to see how many people were coming together. Because they were hungry for the truth and common sense leadership that was focused on how do we actually solve the very real problems that people in this country are struggling with every single day. At almost every one of our events, I would ask the crowd, raise your hand if you're a Democrat or you're a former Democrat. And in crowds of thousands of people, there were always somewhere between like 35 to 45% of the crowd would raise their hands.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing. At the last event that we did, it was in Wisconsin, and this was just a few days before Election Day, and they raised their hands, almost half of them raised their hands, and the cool thing was people in the crowd started looking around, and all like 3,000 people stood up and started clapping and just showing them kindness and really symbolizing we are all Americans who love our country, who cherish peace and freedom. And I think that's the result that we saw on election night was Americans coming together for our country.
So, to conclude, Secretary of Defense.
President Trump is making some decisions.
Yes. Michael, always good to...
DNI. Let's see. John Brennan is pretty upset because Tulsi Gabbard says, you know, she doesn't have the right perspective. Let's play a little clip.
Director Brennan, your thoughts about Tulsi Gabbard?
Well, Nicole, I think you and Tom Nichols have done a great job just underscoring all the concerns that people have about this appointment. Clearly, Tulsi Gabbard has taken actions and made statements over the past several years that really raise serious questions about her common sense, her judgment, as well as her political sympathies. Cozying up to Putin as well as to meeting with Bashar Assad, I think really does show that she doesn't have the type of perspective that is needed for somebody who's going to head up these 18 intelligence agencies. And as Tom Nichols said, she doesn't have any qualifications. The Director of National Intelligence, that's a really serious position and a very complex and complicated one that requires somebody who actually has an understanding of the intelligence community.
As if she doesn't. Oh, it's a serious. You know, it's interesting because when these guys get behind these computers, you can see their eyes darting left and right as if they're reading some script that they were handed. You know, John Brennan voted for the communist presidential candidate when in college. He lied under oath to the Senate about the CIA spying on Senate staffers. He lied to the public about Obama's drone war, claiming they never killed any civilians when he knew. John Brennan helped get the Russia collusion hoax off the ground and lied that it was well founded and based on real evidence. John Brennan lied to that the Hunter Biden laptop was fake and was Russian disinfo. John Brennan is the exact sort of lifelong DC parasite who must be stamped out. He's a dishonest, authoritarian pig who thinks he has the right to lie to the American people at will and either ignore or rig the results of our elections. He belongs in a prison cell. He has no right telling us who and who can't run things. You know, it's interesting, too. This Tim Scott character, this NRSC chair Tim Scott hiring Stephen DeMara, a huge Trump hater, and Mike Pence's 2024 campaign manager to be the senatorial committee's executive director. He'll have massive control over which Senate candidates to fund, DeMara will. Scott promised to help President Trump fulfill his promises, and only a day after getting voted to lead the GOP Senate's bank account, he's hired a never-Trumper who will only help neocon establishment candidates win. What's going on, Senator Tim Scott? It's the most disgusting 180 degrees in the history of the 180s. Why pick a backstabber to direct Senate funding? That's from George. Good point. You know, Charlie Kirk said they spied on Trump, so they now get Tulsi Gabbard. They tried to lock up Trump, so now they get Matt Gaetz. They kept the border open, so now they get Tom Homan. They tried to ruin the country, and they're going to get what they deserve. Let's hear what Jerry Nadler says about Matt Gaetz.
What's your biggest concern if he becomes the AG?
My biggest concern if he becomes the AG is he won't know what he is doing. And beyond that, he will use his position to get even with people. He has said so. The president has said so, that they will use the Justice Department to get even with people that they perceive as having been against Trump. They will try to gin up phony prosecutions against Merrick Garland, against Jack Smith, against all sorts of people who are guilty of nothing more than doing their jobs. They will completely subvert the notion of the Justice Department and destroy justice in this country.
Do you and your colleagues fear they'll come after you?
I don't know. I don't. Maybe. I mean, who knows who they'll come after?
Who knows who they'll come after? All these traitors to our nation. You know, federal judges have begun postponing January 6th trials, so arguing that the trials will be pointless since President Trump will pardon them. The regime DOJ asked one of the judges to reconsider the postponement, and the judge bluntly replied, "I'm not reconsidering." January 6th entrapment orchestrated by the swamp to distract the nation from thinking or talking about the obviously stolen 2020 election. Every single January 6er must be pardoned. I say every January 6er, in my opinion, except those who faked becoming Trump supporters, who were with the three-letter agencies and were with Antifa, those that caused all the problems, the police that were in on it, opening the barricades, and all the politicians that were in on it. They need to be taken in. That would be a great thing to see. Cash Patel, we will follow the Constitution and rule of law, but make no mistake, we will make all of the conspirators pay dearly for lying to the American people. Whether they're government officials or in the media, you are officially on notice. We are coming for you. Check this out. The Todd Blanche, the lawyer who defended Trump in the New York witch hunts, who was just announced as Trump's next deputy attorney general under Matt Gaetz. This government just keeps getting better and better and better.
You believe Donald Trump's constitutional rights were violated?
In many ways, yes.
How so?
Well, if you look at, for example, the gag order that was put in place, and you had a situation where President Trump, who's on the campaign trail and is trying to compete with voices that are saying things every day that he cannot respond to without the risk of being fined, which he was, or going to prison for violating it. That affects not only President Trump, that affects every voter, whether they're going to vote for President Trump or against President Trump. That affects every single voter in this country because they don't get to hear from the candidate. We very much disagreed with that order. We appealed that as well. There was a lot about what happened over the past year that, you know, I sit here tonight, the verdict just came down today, but really there's a lot that's happened over the past year that I think that Americans should look very hard at. Just the whole way this case was charged. The district attorney says that this type of case is a bread and butter, that they do these cases all the time. That is not true. It's just not true. This is a case that the records of President Trump's personal records, his personal checkbook from 2017 is what he was on trial for. That does not happen all the time. It doesn't happen all the time in Manhattan, and it doesn't have to happen all the time in any jurisdiction in this country. And that's fine. That's fine if you want to indict somebody and go after somebody for conduct that happened in 2017. But I think where it becomes problematic for me as a lawyer is, don't look me in the eye and says, this is bread and butter. We do this all the time. That we're treating President Trump like we treat anybody else. That's not true.
Oh, yeah. It just keeps getting better and better. Aren't you guys loving this? I mean, it's just absolutely phenomenal. Great things are happening. Great things are happening in our health, too. It's been great to have Kim Bright from BrightCorp with us October 29th, 2024. If you missed that interview, it's in the description box below. And you'll be just amazed to see this powerful, all-natural heart supplement, Vitality, that she has available for all. Folks, start your day with the heart of a champion. Introducing Vitality Heart Health by BrightCorp, your daily ally for a stronger, healthier heart. Their products are made in the USA, packed with nature's heart healers like olive leaf extract, hawthorn berry, and the patented MenaQ7 vitamin K2. Vitality isn't just a supplement, it's your heart's new best friend. Each ingredient is chosen for its proven benefits: lower blood pressure, improve circulation, maintain healthy cholesterol, all with one easy-to-take capsule a day. Visit mybrightcorp.com/AmWeKnow today and get 25% off with code AWK, or call 888-317-9941 for up to 50% off with a phone call. Embrace life with Vitality. Remember, a healthy heart is a heartbeat away from happiness.
Thing that hasn't come up yet that concerns me in terms of his policies is that if he's not a Christian nationalist, he's one of their best warriors. I mean, he sees the military at this point as a flaming sword for Christ.
Peter Hegseth, being lifted up. They think it's negative on MSDNC, but it's actually some positive remarks. That's so cool. Ezra Cohen says the D.C. blob's understanding of what makes a good Secretary of Defense is totally out of whack. Let's look at recent history. Seasoned infantry officer who has campaigned for veterans and went to Princeton and Harvard. That's Pete Hegseth. The D.C. blob says he's not qualified. Board member of defense contractor who can't think off his note card and requires a Senate waiver of a law that prohibits recently retired generals from serving as SD. The D.C. blob says he's qualified. Remember that general, that guy, the retired general? Special Forces colonel who, you know, rode into Afghanistan on horseback after 9/11, was unanimously confirmed by the Senate to lead NCTC and has more combat experience than any secretary since Marshall. D.C. blob said he's not qualified. That's Pete Hegseth. And then, of course, they like the mid-level D.C. lobbyist for a defense contractor with a fake PhD who requires everyone to call him doctor. And he thinks Americans are dying of fentanyl, aren't worth fighting for. Remember that guy? The D.C. blob said, oh, that guy's qualified. Let's hear more about Pete Hegseth.
One of the other things that he sort of pushes on outside of misogyny and DEI is anti-Muslim bigotry. A part of the appeal to Trump to him is how he looks. I watched 650 Trump rallies. In very few of them, in almost all of them, did he talk about one or two men in the audience that were big, beautiful, and muscular. And what he sees in Hegseth is sort of an alpha man and is like an essential casting, an ideal character. And Hegseth knows that and leans into that role. And so a part of what he's going to be designed to do is to sell what Trump's vision, what Trump is doing to the very audience that just elected Trump, that's hopped up on the Russian misinformation and other misinformation that they are sort of being pickled in there. And he's going to be their sort of public figure for that. So that, to me, is the times that he could actually be, on the surface, a very effective sort of vanguard for the scariest of Trump's policies.
So when Kamala Harris used to say, we're not going back, Pete Hegseth is the person who's going to roll back every single thing. He's going to take away abortion rights in the military.
He's going to abortion rights out of the military. Bye.
Move equality for women. He's going to implement a trans ban.
He's going to implement a trans ban. Goodbye.
To take out the senior leadership that aren't loyal.
Take out the unloyal leadership.
Pentagon is going to be the beachhead for everything that Trump wants to do to change our country. And Pete Hegseth is going to be the general in the front line carrying the flag, covered in the tattoos, and carrying the message.
Covering the tattoos and carrying the message. I don't know about covering them. I think he's out there showing them off. You know, just in case you guys were wondering, I wasn't going to show all this, but I had some clips of it in the intro, right, where he was in New York, and Pete Hegseth swam with the Navy SEALs across the Hudson River. I'll get to this part right here. Let's see. Check this out. Here we go.
Behind him. Here he is. First words out of the water. How you feel?
This guy's fast.
Last leg, mile and a half, to Manhattan to the 9/11 Memorial.
Woo, let's go!
Woo! Pretty cool, Pete Hegseth with the Navy SEALs crossing the Hudson River. Just absolutely amazing.
Have done in your life.
Yeah. Well done, brother. Now we're going to run to ground zero.
Let's go fast forward just a little bit, and it's just phenomenal. Man, this guy, another one that's just in a great workout program, staying strong, staying young, and what motivated me even more so to make that intro today. And, of course, RFK Jr.
According to sources, will soon announce that he will choose Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for Health and Human Services Secretary.
Oh, yeah. Just another beautiful day. Look at those big pharma numbers dropping in the stock market. They all know they're going down. Everyone's probably saying, forget it. We're done with you. Who knows? Ultra Peppy Lives Matter says your Secretary of Health and Human Services is the most knowledgeable person you could possibly put into the position. He stood up for the unvaxxed during the COVID pandemic. He knows that Fauci and Gates committed crimes against humanity. He recognizes that vaccine companies have immunities that must be reversed. He sees Big Pharma, SSRIs, as a possible role in shootings. He understands the biolab epidemic across the world and how dangerous they really are. This is the man for the job. It's going to be absolutely incredible to see what he accomplishes. Pray for his protection, as Big Pharma is a powerful corrupt force with a seemingly unending supply of money, and you know they're probably already out there causing all kinds of problems and looking for ways to remove him no matter what. You know, it's interesting because the CNN guys try to get involved, and Scott Jennings has been doing a phenomenal job defending all the, you know, issues with going on with President Trump, and they don't, you know, they're just talking heads, folks. They don't mean much to anybody, but you know, they can sway the minds of people around this earth, because if you go to the Communist News Network and you say, oh, no, I don't watch CNN, you know who does? Everybody that flies around this earth. You land at an airport, in any airport on this earth, guess what's on the news? The news is playing CNN. The Communist News Network is everywhere.
If we're being intellectually honest, there's really no good reason why Bobby Kennedy, RFK Jr., should be HHS Secretary. An advisor, a confidant, somebody who talks to the president and advises, but there's no managerial experience in his resume. There's nothing that says he is qualified to do this job that is in charge of the health of all of us, all these different lanes. If he has views and has insights around food sources, around vaccines, then those should be given in advisory roles.
Why? But
Well,
what were the qualifications of the previous ones?
Well, I think it's important to always remember that you put yourself... Say that again?
What were the management qualifications? I mean, Xavier Becerra...
I'm not talking about the previous. I'm looking forward.
But you're calling into question whether he could actually do this job. And I think it's...
Absolutely. I think
it's important to discuss it, because Xavier Becerra was just a lawyer and a politician with no management experience.
So does two negative...
Sylvia Burwell was a Walmart lobbyist. Donna Shalala was a university person. Look,
RFK Jr. is a nut.
Okay, so that's different than what you just said. He doesn't possess the requisite managerial experience, but then we get to the real issue here, which is you want to insult the man, which is your right to do because you opposed him in the election. But you, doctor, are raising the issues that he has been raising, and I think they're appropriate questions to raise. I don't know whether he can be confirmed or not. The vaccine stuff at the table is obviously going to be the flashpoint of this hearing. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you one thing. This whole issue of the CDC and these public health agencies, look, public trust in the health regime in this country is as low as it's ever
been.
But
why?
Because of COVID.
Right.
Because of school closures. Because of mask mandates. Because this country was drugged through a bunch of condescending and heavy-handed mandates that all turned out to be garbage, and that's why it's low, and the questions are valid.
RFK is the answer to all of that.
RFK
helped promote the assault on the CDC that lowered the disinformation that led to
led to its own demise. And that first guy, if you're listening and you're not watching him, let's see, they had his name popped up. Geoff Duncan, political commentator. He was the Republican former Georgia lieutenant governor. He endorsed Harris. Tells you how his pockets have been lined, huh? All these folks, man, they're in for it. Rest assured, justice will be served. That's 1613 on the cue board. President Trump posted at 1613. I am thrilled to announce Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as the United States Secretary of Health and Human Services. For too long, Americans have been crushed by the industrial food complex and drug companies who have engaged in deception, misinformation, and disinformation when it comes to public health. You know, he posted this with a 1332 timer marker on it. 1332 on the Intel board matches all this perfect. Fellow patriots, what you're about to learn should only not only scare you, but intensify your resolve to take back control of freedom. The information that will become public will further demonstrate the criminal and corrupt, pure evil abuse of power. The deception, right? The misinformation, the disinformation, right? They're corrupt. That the Hussein administration undertook in joint efforts with domestic and foreign dignitaries. They have tried to destroy our country. Folks, they infiltrated our military with all this immorality, killing our babies, transgender nonsense. How in the world did less than 1% of a population, they've lost their mind, they're demented, they need help, medical help, but yet they got to have their voice heard throughout the country, pushed their stuff through magazines and through television and more. How did they get all that done? Because of Hussein. The snowball has begun rolling. There is no stopping it now. D5. And we're reminded, stay the course and trust the plan. Protective measures are in place. Remain brave. We knew this day would come, didn't we? We didn't know how, but we knew. You know, when it comes to J.D. Vance, you guys know when he was placed in this hole into the entire thing. You know, a lot of folks are like, I can't believe President Trump picked Vance. What is he thinking? I wanted my guy. I wanted my person. Yet what's been happening? People all over, comments below, many articles, including the New York Times. Abigail said, 23 years old, I can't believe it, but I did end up voting for Donald Trump. I made that decision when I saw J.D. Vance's interview with the New York Times. He is the future of the Republican Party. I'm more voting for Vance than I am for Trump. Interesting, right? Because we question President Trump's picks, and then when it happens, people get upset, and then later on you go, oh, now I get it. Laura, age 20, from Maryland. It definitely would have made me pause and rethink things. A more moderate running mate would have helped me think, okay, I am voting for the future and maybe have some influence there. I did consider voting for Trump when I saw Vance. I hope to see more like him in the future. McLean, 25 years old, I shocked myself and voted for Trump. No one tell my family I was so impressed by J.D. Vance, the way he carried himself and how normal he appeared. I think I became radicalized on the men and women's sports issue. The ads that said Kamala represents they, them, Trump represents you. That was so compelling that while Trump is deranged, he represented normalcy somehow to me. Another guy, 21 years old, I voted for Donald Trump. Like Abigail, I was really impressed with J.D. Vance, especially during the VP debate. All these selections are for a reason. You know, we know these selections have been powerful. And Benny's show had this with a great interview.
I tell you, between Tulsi, Matt and Pete, each one deserves an hour discussion about how significant and historic the appointments are. Pete is the most significant appointment in the history of the agency. And I think Matt Farrelly can be put into that category for DOJ. Mm. You know, Tulsi, she's going to be bringing down the house in terms of her skepticism of the deep state and the intelligence community. I mean, these folks have tried to destroy our republic. They've attacked our sitting president. I don't care if you're a Republican or Democrat. It should concern you when the elected president becomes victimized and targeted and undermined by the bureaucratic mandarins that think they know it all. And as far as they're concerned, they don't even want elections. Hmm. I mean, we kind of saw that with the coup cabal with Biden. They didn't want a primary and sick. I mean, heck, there's still election counting still going on in these left-wing states.
Yep, still going on. Election counting. I think Nevada is one of them. Just crazy. Crazy. You know, Clandestine said Vivek is now also bringing up the 250th anniversary and the deadline of the July 4th, 2026. There seems to be some serious significance about this deadline. Trump wants the bureaucracy cleansed in 1.5 years and wants to deliver a mighty gift to the American people. Remember, America's 250th anniversary is on July 4th, 2026. Vivek said DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, will deliver our nation the birthday gift of a government that's actually accountable to its people rather than the other way around. You know, on X, they posted that they're very, this is the DOGE, we're very grateful to the thousands of Americans who've expressed interest in helping us at DOGE. We don't need more part-time idea generators. We need super high IQ small government revolutionaries willing to work 80-plus hours per week on unglamorous cost-cutting. If that's you, DM this account with your CV. Ilana Vivek will review the top 1% of the applicants. Oh, that's phenomenal. Guys, we got so much more to show you from President Trump, some more announcements that he's made, more changes that he's going to bring about. We're at andweknow.com. You know, we love this website, folks. You can go there to find everything that you need about to know about this this channel, who I am. If you play that video that you're looking at in the center, it gives you just a little small bio of my life and what we're all about here. We've got X, Facebook, Instagram, Telegram, and more on there. If you scroll down, you'll see we have all of our videos for you to watch. And it's pretty cool. Our thumbnails, I just thank the Lord every day when he gives ideas for these. It's so amazing. Ock merch, you can click there, go to our merch, you can join our fellowship program, subscribe to our newsletter, name and email, and hit submit, and you will have, you know, all the emails every time something comes out that we need to get to you and more. And of course, our partners are in the bottom of andweknow.com. If you said, I watched a video, I forgot where I could find LT Pet Club 247. There you go. It's there for you and all the other ones. They're listed for you. Isn't that so cool? Just amazing. Great site. And we also have our shop.andweknow.com. Remember, it's Thankful Thursdays. You get a Scent Nutrition with the license plate too. If you order sweatshirts and hoodies, hats, tees and tanks, accessories, and also our jean jackets, they're available for pre-order in 3 colors, blue, pink, and white, with some colors featuring a glitter logo. Here's more great pictures of patriots wearing our gear.
Mr. Speaker, I think it's important. Maybe you should pass a bill. You have to start my term from November 5th, okay? Or November 6th if you want. November 5th, because the market's gone through the roof. Enthusiasm's doubled. It's doubled in the last short while. And I watched a liberal commentator say, you know, whether you like him or not, there seems to be a beautiful light shining over our country and even over...
Isn't that interesting? Pass a bill declaring his new presidential term to start retroactive November 5th or 6th. Why do we have to wait till November 20th? That is a really, really good idea. Also, Trump was joking about Elon Musk at this dinner in the peak humor.
We have a man who has a seriously high IQ. You know, I'm a person that believes in high IQs, and his is about as high as they get. He launched a rocket 3 weeks ago, and then he went to Pennsylvania to campaign because he considered this more important than launching rockets that cost billions of dollars. Elon Musk. Elon. What a job. What a job he does. He's a great, and he happens to be a really good guy. You know, he likes this place. I can't get him out of here. He just likes this place. And you know what? I like having him here, too. He's good. He's done a fantastic job. Really an incredible mind, and he's an unbelievable entrepreneur, sort of everything. I'm asking him, what do you do best? And we were not able to figure it out, but a lot of things.
We weren't able to figure it out. You know, Trump picks former Congressman Doug Collins as the next VA secretary. Let's hope that the VA gets fixed, that's for sure. And Bioclandestine put this, here's why it will be different this time around. In Trump's first term, he was extremely hamstrung by the corrupt mainstream media and the Mueller Russia hoax lingering over him. The public still largely believed the media at this time. Trump couldn't lift a finger without the Dems and the media losing their minds, and the public believed it. Trump couldn't fire anyone or do anything without the threat of being labeled a dictator or Russian asset. It was a near impossible environment to implement his policy because the deep state had a complete monopoly on public perception. Not anymore. This time around, Trump no longer has the Mueller investigation lingering over him. He is now the single most vetted man in world history. They found nothing on him. Also, now that the corporate media have also lost all credibility and lost control of public perception, their cries of dictator will fall on deaf ears. They've cried wolf too many times. In addition, with Trump's convincing and historic victory, he has the mandate of the people to implement the MAGA agenda. And he has a better, much better cast of people around him. And thanks, Elon, purchasing X. The people are far more awake now. They see what's going on. My point is that Trump's position this time around is exponentially better than last time. The environment is more suitable for him to actually do what needs to be done without the threat of the public being riled into a violent frenzy by the Dems and their corporate media lapdogs. Now the mainstream media is dead and their mind control no longer works. Trump can comfortably carry out his term without having to walk on eggshells or worry about backlash. The stars have aligned. Trump is in control of all three branches, the optics, the political ammunition, the precedent, public approval, everything. It's now or never. Showing some of this, you know, head to New York. You'll be amazed if you guys are looking at your screen. Guys are walking around with MAGA hats. And just about everywhere they go, some are giving them looks, but most of the people are, you know, high-fiving them, saying, hey, I like your hat. They're giving them a thumbs up while they're wearing the MAGA hat in New York City, and that is phenomenal. We're going to be in New York. I can't wait. Next month for a week. It's going to be phenomenal. We look forward to that, spending some time there. Oh, man. And Roosevelt Avenue in New York was one of the most heavily saturated areas of illegal migrants and their makeshift markets. All of the illegal migrant vendors are gone from the area. And Donald Trump isn't even in the office yet. Let's see what else he has in store for everyone. I think it's going to be really good. President Trump decided to withdraw the USA from the WHO.
The World Health Organization has become nothing more than a corrupt globalist scam paid for by the United States but owned and controlled by China. When the China virus reached our shores 3 years ago, the World Health Organization disgracefully covered the tracks of the Chinese Communist Party every single step of the way. For this reason, it was my great honor to terminate America's relationship with the World Health Organization. The United States was paying the World Health Organization almost $500 million a year. When I dropped out, I took it out of there. And for 330 million people, even though China was paying only $40 million for 1.4 billion people. So we had 330, they have 1.4, and we're paying more than 10 times the amount. That's typical for the United States because they don't know what the hell they're doing. Unfortunately, crooked Joe Biden foolishly re-entered the World Health Organization at the full price and without any negotiations or reforms. And now Biden is pushing to bypass the United States Senate to enter a pandemic treaty that would surrender American sovereignty to the World Health Organization, again, controlled by China. The draft treaty would require the United States to send vast quantities of medical supplies to other countries in the event of another pandemic, and it would push aggressive censorship of free speech on issues of public health, just like they censored the truth about the Wuhan lab, which I said that's where it came from, remember. Under the next Trump administration, that treaty will be immediately terminated.
Oh, yeah.
I would not allow public health to be used as a pretext to advance the march of global government. That's what they're doing, globalists. The United States will withdraw from the corrupt World Health Organization, which, in light of its utter failure on COVID, they had a tremendous disaster on COVID.
Amazing. Can't wait for that withdrawal. You know, it just reminds me of all of our things that we're doing, appealing to heaven and more. I thought this was amazing for Mike at Hunter's Blank Coffee.
Well, odds are, over the past few years, you've seen some of these appeal to heaven flags flying, and you've probably wondered what they're for. This is actually America's first flag. During the Revolutionary War, George Washington had a fleet of about 5 or 6 naval ships and needed a flag to fly on those ships to differentiate our American ships. And they came up with the appeal to heaven flag. And that's based on a quote from John Locke. He said, "When you've done everything else humanly possible, there's always one thing left, and that is an appeal to heaven." And there are dozens and dozens of documented stories from the Revolutionary War of God's direct intervention, things that without which we would have lost. A battle turning at just the right moment, a fog rolling in. Just crazy stories that you'd have to believe in luck and chance. If you're that lucky, you ought to go play the lottery. Because God has intervened again and again when his people have cried out to him. And God is taking us back to our deep, deep roots of recognizing that our freedom comes from him, and that our job is to join with him in what he is doing. And so we are making an appeal to heaven. God is not done with America. He's just getting started. Welcome to the Great Awakening.
My coffee has never been better. I get it from Hunter's Blend for freedom-loving Americans. Many coffee importers view the world very differently than you do and would support lobbyists that fight against Second Amendment hunting and our God-given freedoms. No matter where you buy your coffee or who roasts it, someone had to import the green coffee beans. Well, Hunter's Blend Coffee is the buyer, importer, and roaster. So from the farmer to your mug, you can feel confident that your morning coffee has been safely in the hands of patriots. They have a Q-grade master, Paul. He's been importing and roasting specialty grade coffee since 2006 through deep relationships with growers in Central America, East Africa, and Southeast Asia. They bring you the finest coffee anywhere. Every lot is roasted in small batches to make sure the coffee you receive is as fresh as possible. One customer said, "It's tough to find coffee that doesn't have a bitter finish these days. Absolutely no bitterness with Hunter's Blend. They really enjoy both the light and dark roast. Great coffee from a great company. Get yours today, folks. Go in that description box below. Click on that link for Hunter's Blend Coffee and get yours today." You know, Senator Bill Hagerty drops truth bombs on MSNBC about the weaponization of the DOJ and obliterates every single narrative that Andrea Mitchell throws at him. I think you're going to enjoy this.
Now is Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty, who served as U.S. Ambassador to Japan during the first Trump administration. Welcome, and thank you so much for being with us, Senator. I appreciate it.
It's good to be with you, Andrew.
So what is your reaction to Matt Gaetz as Attorney General? Right now, would you support him?
Listen, Andrea, it's amazing to me that people are reacting the way they are, what you just showed, because there has been no one better at channeling the American public's frustration with the weaponization of the Department of Justice than Matt Gaetz. You can understand the president's frustration with the DOJ. During his campaign, during his first campaign, they used a fake Clinton dossier to spy on him. Look at what happened in the first Trump administration. This whole fake Russiagate hoax, the DOJ investigated him for years doing that. In 2020, the DOJ went to big tech and had them censor Hunter Biden's laptop to throw the election toward Joe Biden. And if you think about what just happened in 2024, the DOJ their colleagues around the country, they brought five different cases to try President Biden's top opponent, President Trump. I can understand his frustration in wanting to put an agent of change in place. I'm not surprised at all.
Well, I don't want to litigate all that happened with Donald Trump because there's a lot of evidence to support many of the allegations. And in fact, the indictments, Mar-a-Lago, the sloppy intelligence handling.
Andrew, I think the American public spoke louder than anybody. They gave him the strongest mandate we've seen in 36 years in reaction to all of this.
But a Trump-appointed judge cut all of that off, and it wasn't fully vetted. So let's just talk about that. Was the legal system at work, no question. And
it was not working. It was weaponized.
Well, what about this nominee?
As I said, this nominee has
a record himself. But he's been an outspoken critic. But what about his personal record? There are questions about him. He was on the House floor sharing photos of women, bragging about his sexual exploits, about the medication that he used, the drugs that he used. The ethics investigation has not been released yet. It's been cut off. It was supposed to be voted on tomorrow, but his resignation has aborted that. But what about all of the questions and the allegations against him? His co-conspirator and his friend is serving an 11-year jail term for the sex trafficking. I mean, there was plenty to investigate there.
Andrea, you're talking, you said it yourself, these are allegations. It's amazing that you're more upset about allegations than you are about the weaponization of the Department of Justice. The American public has completely lost faith in the DOJ. Think about it. The DOJ sending their agents to spy on parents who go to, you know, the school board meetings. It's just amazing. As the American public has seen all of this, they see somebody like Matt Gaetz who's willing to stand up and call it wrong, and President Trump's willing to put somebody in place that will change all of this. That's what the American public voted for.
Same Justice Department that indicted and prosecuted Hunter Biden.
Well, if you think about what this Justice Department did in 2020, they reached out and got big tech to censor that Hunter Biden laptop. This is the letter that was put together by Antony Blinken, by the way. If you think about the political dirty tricks that have gone on with the Biden administration, Antony Blinken got 51 so-called intelligence experts to sign a letter saying that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation, and the DOJ cooperated with them to go out and basically pre-broker a deal with big tech to censor the laptop. They threw the election toward Joe Biden as a result of that. This DOJ has got huge problems.
There's a lot of reporting. There's a lot of evidence and reporting to contradict that. Let me ask you about reports from...
There's a lot of evidence and reporting to contradict that. That's all they've got.
Our team, that J.D. Vance, the vice president-elect, and Matt Gaetz have both been working the phones to get a read on what his chances are of getting confirmed. Have you received a call?
I have not received a call because I think they know there's no problem with me. I want to see President Trump's cabinet appointed quickly. Look, I went through the process of being jammed up by the Democrats when I went through confirmation. I turned my paperwork in on the 21st of January, 2017. I didn't get through the process until late July. An important post. We couldn't fill it because of obstruction. We need to allow President Trump, particularly in this circumstance when the American public has spoken so clearly, we need to allow him to fill his cabinet and get to work, bringing our departments of justice and other departments back in line to stop the weaponization and take control from the bureaucracy and bring it back to the people.
Now, you've run a lot of, you're a business, former businessman. You've been the ambassador to one of our major allies. You were an experienced ambassador who knows Japanese, had worked in Japan. There was no controversy over that appointment. What do you think?
And
of
I got 86
Hegseth?
Votes, but I was held up for months because an obstructionist Democrat Senate wanted to do that. I think President Trump needs every tool at his disposal to get his cabinet appointed as quickly as possible.
Let me ask you about two other choices. Pete Hegseth, who is a Fox News commentator. He's a decorated Iraq and Afghanistan combat veteran, but he's never run an $800 billion operation overseeing 1.3 million active duty service members. Does he have the management experience from being a Fox News anchor on weekends to run something as important as the Pentagon?
Oh my goodness, their talking points are getting weaker by the day. Who has that kind of experience that can be hired into this type of... Oh, my goodness, folks.
In the midst of two wars.
Here we go. You ready? Give it to him, Bill Gagherty.
Pete is a graduate of Princeton, a graduate of Harvard. He's my constituent in Tennessee. He's an inspirational leader. If you think about some of the people that we have, look at Lloyd Austin right now, refusing to hold anybody to account for what happened in Afghanistan. The Department of Defense has been enormously mismanaged under the current regime.
Amen.
It needs to change dramatically. They need to stop working on pronouns and get back to lethality, and someone like Pete can lead that.
Oh, it's so good. A little bit more.
And do you agree that women should not be in combat, including people like your colleague?
I don't have to agree with every point that Pete says.
Tammy Duckworth, for instance, was a jet pilot and, of course, suffered grievously.
So I work with
her, as I said. We have a lot of women pilots in combat.
No,
I have voted for certain Biden appointees. I don't agree with them on every point, certainly not every point at all. But they need to have a chance to be heard. They need to have a chance to serve.
Now, I think you took yourself out of contention for Secretary of State, for which you had been, supposedly considered.
Andrew, I never put myself into contention.
Okay.
This is just speculation.
Let me ask you about Secretary of Treasury, because that is a job not yet filled, and arguably you have a lot of experience in that regard.
Again, Andrea, I've avoided speculation in this regard. President Trump is going to make these decisions, and they're going to be very personal to him. He's going to put a team around him that he's comfortable with, that he'll work well with. In whatever role I have, I'm going to be here to try to move the agenda forward and respond to the mandate that the American public delivered last week.
But you certainly—
Poor Andrea Mitchell. She's just falling apart. It's not working anymore. These guys are losing their mind. It kind of reminded me of this post. I thought you guys might enjoy this video. For all to see. Somebody put down, it's just a fun one. It's not real, but it looks real.
Are you distraught after the recent presidential election? Here at Don't Cry Cryo, we understand your pain, and we're here to help. Our expert team of cryogenic care providers can cryogenically freeze you until the Trump presidency has ended. No more crying, no more anxiety attacks, just blissful sleep until Trump is gone. When you awaken from your slumber, we'll even have a party ready and waiting for you. It will be like his presidency never even happened. It was all just a bad dream. As an added bonus, you can choose the Vance add-on package. We'll extend your sleep for an additional 4 years at a 50% discount in the event J.D. Vance wins the next presidential election. Everything will be okay. We're here to take care of you in your time of need. So remember, don't cry, cryo.
Don't cry, cryo. Stardate, January 6th, 2033.
Where am I? Oh, please tell me it's over. Wait, something isn't right.
This is your captain, Elon Musk. I want to be the first one to welcome you to Mars.
No!
Sorry, Donald Trump Jr. was just elected president, and he deported all Don't Cry Cryo customers to Mars.
What the...
That's from Newsy, newsy.com. Oh, that's so good. So good. Another thing that's just been really interesting, watching President Trump, he's been making some strange remarks, and he keeps talking about 129.
You just had a big victory. You may have read about it. Setting records with practically every voting group, every... voting class, they say most consequential win in the last 129 years. What's that all about? That's a lot. I just wanted to win. Didn't have to do that much. I just wanted to win.
Just wanted to win. So much winning. But, Cleveland beat Harrison, right? Cleveland supported the gold standard 129 years ago. Thank you, Nicholas Villa, for this. Drop 129 on the cue board. Closing act. CIA is in the target brackets. Dismantled. Impossible to clean. Operations, no such agency. NSA is in the target brackets. Makes you wonder if he keeps wanting to point out something for us to look into, because he's been saying 129, 129 years, an awful lot. There's probably a lot more to that. I'm sure if you put in below this video, let us know what your thoughts on on all of this. But you know what? Our debt will crush the country. And they've been talking about this.
Annual deficit ballooned from around $800 billion under Trump to $1.6 trillion under Biden.
Wow. Edward Lawrence, Fox Business, North Lawn, White House. How are we going to tackle this one, Edward? Or will we?
Yeah. Well, Bill, and you know, the president-elect is also inheriting a slowing economy, and some of the pressure of this coming from that record federal debt. Also, the deficit spending doesn't help. That's the amount of money the government is spending is more or less, I was saying, than the tax revenue they're taking in. Revenue is much less from taxes. No, October, that deficit quadrupled to $257 billion for that 1 month, a 287% increase from October of 2023. Now, some caveats here. The first of the month fell on a weekend. Some payments were pulled forward. Also, California residents were allowed to delay taxes, so revenue was not reflected. And the caveats would have shaved about 22% off the increase. Still a huge jump in spending. Now, the president of the Minneapolis Federal Reserve says the debt could sink the economy. Listen.
How about that? You know, it's interesting that this came up because we had an interview that's going to be played this Sunday. You don't want to miss it, with Dr. Kirk Elliott. Gold could outgain stocks, rise to 8,000. States are in financial trouble. Public pensions with the risky investments. And I tell you what, we had an amazing talk about this. It's phenomenal how he comes up with this just at the right moments that we need them.
Prediction that we're seeing here is states are $1.7 trillion underfunded in their pension plan. This is people's retirements, right? So, you know, a lot of our listeners aren't in, you know, getting a state pension, right, is their retirement. Some of them are. But the reason I want to bring this up is because this is going to apply to everybody in a kind of a weird sort of way, in that the states are going to start to have to raise taxes. I know.
Interesting, right? Because he's going to bring up so much in this show coming up Sunday, folks. And you can reach out to him if you're concerned. You don't want to wait till the show at amwino.com/gold. And he will help you out with all of this. Speaking of states, look at this. Oklahoma Superintendent Ryan Walters, what he announces.
I'm excited to announce today that Oklahoma is the first state to bring the Bible back to the classroom. Today, we purchased over 500 Bibles that will be in the AP government classrooms across the state. Bible just like this. We have the Bible, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights. These are foundational documents in our nation's history. Our kids have to understand the role the Bible played in influencing American history. It's very clear that the radical left has driven the Bible out of the classroom, which leads to a lack of understanding of American history. We will not stop until we brought the Bible back to every classroom in the state.
Pretty amazing. The Bible was used by Matt Gaetz. That's this guy right here, the new attorney general. I want to play this clip to end today so that he reads the scriptures for us. And it's amazing how he uses this to let these folks know what's going on behind the scenes against Secretary Austin. Just a reminder, we're putting folks in that are strong physically, strong mentally, and spiritually. These picks are biblical.
You didn't tell the president that you had cancer, that you were being treated for cancer, or that the treatment for that cancer had gone wrong, because you saw it as personal and medical. And I think a lot of us have empathy for you in that regard. But now that you see how personal medical decisions are, will you call for the re-recruitment, restoration of full rank and back pay for the 8,600 service members who were vax mandated out of the military?
No, I won't.
So on March 4th, 2021, you authored a memo. It was entitled Message to the Force. And in that memo, you said that there would be clear and swift accountability for anyone who didn't meet the highest standards of the Department of Defense. Now, however this worked out, we all acknowledge that what you did here didn't meet the highest standards, right? You made a mistake.
I admit it to
you. Yeah, okay, so we got that. So then the question is, what becomes the clear and swift accountability? Now, you're not going to be discharged, right? No?
That's right.
Okay, you're not going to be suspended. You're not going to be demoted, and you're not going to have your pay cut. None of those things are going to happen to you, right?
That's right.
Okay, so you come here seeking some grace and some forgiveness. And I want you to know that one of the service members who you vax mandated out of the military sent me the parable of the unforgiving debtor. And it's in the book of Matthew. It's verses 21 to 35. The man fell down before his king and begged him, "Please be patient with me, and I will pay all the debt." Then his master, filled with pity for him, released him and forgave him of his debt. But when the man left the king, he went to a fellow servant who owed him a few $1,000s. He grabbed him by the throat and demanded payment. His fellow servant sat down and begged him for a little more time. "Be patient with me, and I will pay it," he pleaded. But his creditor would not wait. He had the man arrested and put in prison until the debt could be paid in full. When some of the other servants saw this, they were very upset. They went to the king and told him everything that had happened. And the king called the man who had been forgiven and said, "You evil servant, I forgave you that tremendous debt because you pleaded with me. Shouldn't you have mercy on your fellow servant just as I had mercy on you?" Then the angry king sent the man to prison to be tortured until he had paid his entire debt. "Mr. Secretary, you come to us seeking forgiveness, but you offer none. And it seems as though the pattern is repeated. You make a mistake, like on the vax mandate and here regarding your notification. Then you get busted. President Biden had to sign something into law reversing your vax mandate. You got busted here, not because you came forward, but because we learned of this through other means. And then after you get busted making a mistake, you know, you want that benefit, but you don't want to extend it to others. This isn't swift or clear. You're not meeting your own standards that you set for yourself. And you say that the DOD is a learning organization. Haven't you learned yet that the military is weaker, not stronger, with the 8,600 people that you vax mandated out of the military?
Just one point, Congressman. The reason I'm here is because the chairman requested that I appear to talk about the circumstances surrounding my hospitalization.
But don't you see the hypocrisy in it? Because you screwed up, we fixed your screw up, and now you want grace, but these people who sought religious exemptions, they got no such grace. And also, I just think it's ridiculous that we're in three wars, you went AWOL for 3 days, and we get 2 hours with you. If you can't spend more than 2 hours answering these questions, I don't know how you're really operating all these wars.
Amazing. Amazing what we've been engaged in for so long, this battle. Information war. I was looking at this, I thought, you know what, let's talk about what Dean Erickson, Ultra MAGA, posted. You know, Elon Musk posted a 122-minute video of a woman comparing the Trump administration to the Avengers 2.0 with a timestamp of 6 p.m. Here it is right here. Trump Avengers, the administration, they look like Avengers, like they're going to save the entire Earth. And when that's posted, numbers are posted and timestamps are there. And the minute and 22 video of the woman comparing Trump administration closely relates 122 on the Intel board. And it makes us wonder what they're trying to tell us. What does money buy? How do you prevent tampering? Why are most forms of media left-wing? Why is Hollywood left-wing? Why is the narrative so important? Why do liberals defer to racism without proof? There's no proof. Who's Clinton's mentor? What party was he affiliated with? Soros. Proof. What party formed the KKK, the Dems? What party formed the Confederacy? What party abolished slavery? Why are D's attempting to erase history? They don't want us to know who really got rid of slavery. Which party? Paint the picture. Crumbs will make bread. And then you go to $35.99, a five-year delta on this Saturday, tomorrow. The harvest crop has been prepared and soon will be delivered to the public for consumption. D-classes income and higher loyalty. Why? That's the letter Y in the target brackets. Hunters become the hunted. They know it, and that's why they are all scrambling for cover right now. Treason. It is the season to be tried for treason, sedition. How do you remove a liability? Military arrests. 6 o'clock can be dangerous. your family proud, talking about the Y family, the Rothschilds. Can you feel it, Patriots? Something big is brewing as President Trump has assembled his Avengers crew, and they're ready for action. As the clock keeps ticking towards 6 o'clock, things are getting really exciting.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for continued guidance and direction, for this information war that you've allowed us to communicate with so many through so many platforms. And what a great time to be alive. We're watching and sensing this bright light shining throughout our entire earth. We sense that this every person that's being put together for a team to destroy the evil has been masterfully played. And we just hope and pray that you will receive the honor and glory you deserve when all of this is finished. And we hope that many will come to know you as Lord and Savior through your Son, Jesus Christ. We ask for continued protection over all of those who are on the front line still. Protection over those that continue to answer questions from this mainstream demonic media that continues to try to control the minds of so many people on this earth. We thank you that you have appointed each person to get the information out to their neighbors and their friends and so much more. And so much boldness and courage is playing out. What an amazing time to be alive. Thank you, Father, for all that you do in and through our lives. In Jesus' name, we pray. In the name of Christ, our Savior, Yeshua, amen and amen. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. We have a video interview out for you on Saturday that's coming out. It's going to be a great time. And Sunday, and don't forget that we have an amazing announcement soon about a cruise that we're putting together in July, and it's going to be phenomenal. We've got a guest who's going to be somebody that you're going to want to meet also. So great. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know, signing out.
Remember, the first image was a picture of Jesus, and it says Resurrection AC Club. I found a church that had been converted to a boxing ring. So the image pans down from Jesus onto Rocky being hit. And at that moment, he was a chosen person, and that's how I began the journey. Something was going to happen. This man was going to go through a metamorphosis and change lives, just like President Trump. We are in the presence of a really mythical character. I love mythology. And this individual does not exist on this planet. Nobody in the world could have pulled off what he pulled off, so I'm in awe. And I'll just say this, and I mean it. When George Washington defended his country, he had no idea that he was going to change the world. Because without him, you can imagine what the world would look like. Guess what? We got the second George Washington. Congratulations!